It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, conservative writer Fred Barnes is with us to share his thoughts on the opening days of the Donald Trump presidency.
First, the acting Attorney General of the United States, Sally Yates, was fired by President Trump last night. The move came after she announced that the Department of Justice would not defend Trump's executive order barring immigrants and refugees from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States.
The White House said in a statement that Yates had, quote, betrayed, end quote, the Department of Justice by not following the order and was replaced immediately.
Javed Kalim is with us. He's the national race and justice reporter for the LA Times, and he's been covering this story. Javed, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What did the White House say about why Sally Yates, acting attorney general, was fired last night?
Well, they released a very unusual statement, but a lot of things happening these days are not in the typical fashion, where they said that she betrayed the president. And the Department of Justice and her job. And so late last night, she got a handwritten letter telling her from the White House that she was fired. And around midnight, she packed up and left.
Can you give us a little background on Sally Yates? She was a holdover, as I understand it, from the Obama administration.
Yes, she's been, you know, she's had a long career as a prosecutor, and was a relative newcomer to D.C. She was the deputy attorney general under the then AG Loretta Lynch under Obama. And, you know, she spent most of her career in Georgia as a prosecutor and appointed under both Democratic and Republican leaders. So she's worked, you know, with various kinds of people and when she was confirmed by the Senate for her position in the Department of Justice, she was actually hailed by people on both parties for kind of being a straight shooter and somebody who was an independent thinker, and was actually asked during her confirmation, you know, if she would stand up to the president if she would be asked to do something illegal.
And we have a bit of that recording from her confirmation hearing. Here's what happened.
You have to watch out because people will be asking you to do things you just need to say no about. Do you think the attorney general has a responsibility to say no to the president if he asks for something that's improper? A lot of people have defended the Lynch nomination, for example, by saying, well, he appoints somebody who's going to execute his views. What's wrong with that? But if the views the president wants to execute are unlawful, should the attorney general or the deputy attorney general say no?
Senator, I believe that the attorney general or the deputy attorney general has an obligation to follow the law and the Constitution and to give their independent legal advice to the president.
Interesting exchange there. That's from 2015 as Sally Yates was being questioned by Senator Jeff Sessions, who is Trump's pick for attorney general. What do you hear in that particular bit of conversation as it sounds today in 2017?
It's almost like she was, she was actually the that context there was that Senator Sessions was asking her about an Obama order on immigration that Republicans were not happy with. But it's almost like she was foreshadowing what she believed was her position yesterday, which she basically said that she does not believe the Department of Justice can defend or honor this executive order on immigration and refugees, that she does not believe that they can defend it as legal.
Do we know whether she was briefed or informed about the pending executive order before it went public?
Well, the Department of Justice was. They have an Office of Legal Counsel, which is supposed to review these kinds of orders to make sure they, you know, at their minimum, pass the test of a legal challenge. And so that office, which was under then Attorney General Yates, did review, I'm told, very briefly, the executive order. But in her statement, which she released to her attorneys, whose jobs were to defend this new rule by President Trump, since he's getting sued for it left and right, she said that it wasn't just the new rules in refugees and immigrants that she could not defend, but she cited in a vague way, statements by the president and his associates about these new rules that basically have suggested that it's targeted at Muslims.
Javed Khalim is with us right now. He's the national race and justice reporter for the Los Angeles Times. And we're talking about President Trump's decision to fire Acting Attorney General Sally Yates after she said she would not enforce President Trump's immigration ban. And Javed, is the firing that we saw last night, is this typical of what you would normally see in a transition or might see in a transition, or was this somehow outside of established norms?
Well, on one hand, Yates was not going to be in that position for long. She was just a temporary kind of placeholder, and she knew that. The president is waiting for his nominee, Senator Sessions, to be Attorney General, and that vote at this point is going to happen tomorrow on the Judiciary Committee. So that's her short-lived status as Attorney General is typical, but the way in which she was fired, rather quickly and replaced, and told that she was betraying the administration, that is highly unusual. The last time that really happened, and it was a little different, was in 1973 when the Attorney General and the deputy under Nixon resigned.
But is it in the realm of recent history for attorneys general to disagree with the White House, to part ways with them on laws or ideology and how it might play out in law?
Well, according to Yates, that's the job. In her confirmation hearing, that she said, I should get independent legal counsel. According to what we can read into the Trump White House, they've released statements via their press secretary, Sean Spicer, which says, these are presidential appointees who should be leading these offices, and they should be on board with the president's plan.
And on the other hand, is it what you would expect from a president, incoming or otherwise, to want an attorney general who agrees with the legislation he's putting in place, executive orders, and is ready to defend those orders?
Yes, I think, for example, it's fairly certain that if and when Senator Sessions becomes attorney general, he will defend President Trump's executive orders and other positions. This was an unusual case because we're kind of in a middle zone right now still. It's a bizarre set of circumstances. It was a banner headline in our newspaper today, which we don't do very often, but I've been doing all week because we have had a lot of unusual news and things are working different than they used to.
Is there any expectation that what happened with Sally Yates could influence Senator Sessions' confirmation to be Attorney General?
I think it already has. Today, at the Capitol, Democratic senators, which I believe were supposed to vote today on Sessions, talked and brought up this incident with Yates several times. Senator Dick Durbin, especially, hammered on this, and this issue of the executive order was not an issue when Senator Sessions was first brought up for his hearing, because it hadn't been signed yet. But now, with this flap, it's become an issue.
Is this something that for Democrats will just be holding up the confirmation? Are they wanting to make their voices heard, or is there an expectation that there could be real resistance that could block the confirmation of Sessions?
Right now it's looking like he'll be confirmed, but they're trying to buy their time, and they're trying to make a statement. And their focus is, I think, on trying to block other nominees at this moment.
Javed, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was Javed Kalim, national race and justice reporter for the Los Angeles Times. And he joined us to talk about President Trump's decision to fire acting Attorney General Sally Yates after she announced the Department of Justice would not enforce his administration's immigration ban.